Fans of the ABC comedy series The Catering Show will remember the immortal line in the opening episode from Kate McLennan, where she says, "I thought food allergies were just for people who wanted to jazz up their eating disorder." Look, it might give you a chuckle, but the truth is food allergies are really a serious problem for a surprising amount of Australians. And it is currently Food Allergy Awareness Week. So to get a bit more info and a bit more lowdown on food allergies, I'm being joined by renowned nutritionist Melanie McGrice. She's currently involved with Enjoy Life, a new range of food and snacks designed for people with food intolerances. Melanie, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Now, I'm kind of curious, how common are food allergies in the real world?
Well, particularly common in Australia. In fact, we currently hold the title of the country with the most food allergies. So we have about 1 in 10 babies being born with some type of allergy or intolerance now. So the rate's huge.
That is huge. How do these get recognised? When do we start noticing food allergies?
Well, most commonly in little ones. So when we're introducing foods to babies when they're trialing their first foods, and even sometimes during breastfeeding or when a baby is starting on some type of formula feed. So it can be pretty early on, and sometimes people do grow out of it, usually by the age of about 4.
So that's if it's going to go away, that's when it's going to go away.
Yeah, that's right. If you haven't outgrown it by the age of 4, then you've probably got it for the rest of your life. And it depends a little bit if you're talking about an allergy or if you're talking about an intolerance as well. Because what I find I'm seeing so much of now in my clinic is people who are developing intolerances later in life.
And how are these different to allergies? I mean, is it giving the same effect?
Yeah, it can be really confusing for people because you often get the same types of symptoms. So an allergy actually impacts upon the immune system. And so it's an immune system reaction. And that's where you can get the anaphylactic reactions and possibly, can
bad
lead
things.
To death.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Whereas an intolerance is a digestive problem. So the foods aren't being digested properly. And they're the things that can be developed much more commonly by adults. But both of them, the clients that I see, it can be just awful. Some people literally get to the point where they can't leave the home anymore because they're so scared of going out because they can't, if they don't know where a toilet is, they just won't be able to, won't be able to function. People have to wear pads if they're going out in public and sometimes multiple pads. And for some people it just means that they can't go out to different restaurants with their friends because it impacts upon, they're scared of going out for a meal and then ending up burping or farting and embarrassing themselves in front of their friends.
Well,
so it can really impact people's lives.
It can. I was going to say, it's not just about being a bit fussy about your toast at a cafe. I mean, this is a real world effect for people.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that I've found challenging as a dietitian is that now that we have got so much trendy sort of, gluten-free has kind of become a trend for some people, and some people think that it can can help with weight loss and so forth, which the research shows that it doesn't. Then what happens is that it can be really confusing for hospitality staff, and so people who really do have severe allergies don't, the restaurant staff aren't actually as aware, and they don't realise that some people, even the tiniest little bit of that type of allergen, can set off either an anaphylactic reaction or exacerbate celiac disease, or really send people to terrible symptoms. And so, so they're not sort of getting that same respect as what once upon a time they were.
It's interesting. I mean, a lot of your media career must be around myth-busting some of this stuff, surely.
Yeah, I tend to do a lot of myth-busting these days, yeah.
Do we know what the most common food allergies are? I mean, everyone hears about peanuts, but is that sort of the big one?
Yeah, look, it probably is the big one. Probably the main reason why we hear so much about peanuts is because it's the one that tends to cause the most anaphylactic reactions, so it's the most life-threatening. And, you know, we see so much of it in kids these days, and that's why so many schools are now banning peanuts. And so, you know, it is a real problem. And it can be really difficult for mums and dads as well, who are trying to pack school lunch boxes, because a lot of schools are now saying that you have to have allergen-free snacks.
Wow.
And so that can cause an extra level of difficulty when you're packing your lunchbox.
Now, it is Food Allergy Awareness Week. For adults who kind of do feel a bit dodgy after certain foods, if they're thinking they might have an intolerance or maybe a looming allergy, is there a way to test?
Look, there is. So particularly with intolerances, we do what's called a hydrogen breath test. So that's where you go on a special diet overnight, or for about 24 hours, and then you go and you basically blow into this machine, and it reads your breath outputs of hydrogen.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, but the thing is that it's not as accurate as what we call an elimination diet. So the gold star best way to test is to go and see a doctor or a dietitian. So a dietitian to test for intolerances, and an allergy specialist doctor to do the immune testing, the IgG testing.
Melanie, thank you so much for shedding a bit of light on this on Breakfast. We really appreciate your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me. And if anybody's got any questions, they're welcome to contact me through my social media, which is Melanie McGrath, dietitian.
We will put that on the 2SER.com website. Thank you very much, Melanie. That was Melanie McGrath. She's a nutritionist working with the Enjoy Life food range, talking about the surprising prevalence of food allergies and intolerances. It is Food Allergy Awareness Week. Some great advice from her, and we will have a link up to her social media. So if you've got any questions, you can jump on and have a chat with her.